and gentlemen, apes of all ages, welcome to the Monkey Butt Stew Show, starring Chris and Fuzzy. Okay, cue the devil music.
I've gotta take a shit.
What's wrong with chicks? How can I get them to get up on this?
If I could turn back time.
Yeah!
If I could find a way.
Bring on, bro. I can't imagine living in New Orleans and being named Katrina.
Asian men don't exist.
I think the show will be twice as good.
Twice as good?
Twice as good.
Are you sure?
I bet you. Some things.
Well, I'm just a good person, you know. I don't try to fuck anybody over. I don't try to let, you know. I try to. She says this month they are raising money for the Why Me Cancer Foundation.
Why not?
Why not?
Why should I get cancer? Why not you? You son of a bitch.
Monkey.
Logan, are you really ready?
Oh, I'm really ready.
And we're still getting some damn feedback. Oh, well.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's not as bad as it was.
Merry Christmas to you.
No, I'm supposed to say ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, everybody listening to our show out there in the world.
Well, we've killed 23
Merry
seconds.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, everybody, it's Monkey Butt Stew.
At it.
Show 2.05. The Christmas episode.
Christmas.
It's actually 2 days before Christmas.
You could actually put it out on Christmas. I would have thought.
I like to tell people what's going on. It brings the realism to the show.
Lie to them a little bit.
Well, that's your job.
We want them to envision us in seats around a warm winter fire.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my lovely wife, Sona. I figured it'd be nice to have her on the show because it's Christmas. We want to have a family show.
Wait a minute.
What?
You just said family show. We're talking about our show?
It is a family
show. Did you say
show.
That?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Our family
show. Just making
show.
Sure. That was
We didn't say everybody
we
else's
are the
family
typical
show.
American family.
Yeah, okay.
We're the
typical American family.
True.
Completely dysfunctional.
But functioning.
That's good.
The rest of America.
Functionally dysfunctional.
Yes.
Well, another reason I wanted to have someone on the show is because Sona has a different take on Christmas because she grew up as a Jehovah's Witness. And as a Jehovah's Witness, as most people know, Christmas was not an option.
Batman smells.
That's the actual the way she.
We're gonna have Logan on later in the show to say that.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
I'm warming up.
But yeah, I did want to bring you in. But hey, before I bring her in,
dun.
Me,
we've got Fozzie here with us.
Here I am,
as we do most weeks.
Most weeks, most but one.
Well, so glad you could join us and squeeze us into your schedule.
Man,
thank
you don't
you.
Even know. Like I went to work at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was so fucking dead. Me and my buddy Corey, we, like, delegated to the other two kids. And when I say kids, one's 19 and one's, like,
and one's six
17
months.
Or something like that. I don't know how the old fucking kid is. But the dishwasher was doing my job today. And we sat in stools. We sat on stools on the expo
line. So the dishwasher
line.
Slacked off today, was it?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what he did. That's what he did.
But
no, I took a picture of it. Maybe we can throw it up on the page.
All right.
After it's done, because it's really funny.
You get it to me.
I'll get it to you. I'll email it to you.
5 months from now.
Yeah,
remember this picture from Christmas show?
But we sat there and stood.
Now with his new phone, he can do it like right now.
Yeah, I got
on
his
new phone.
I can't.
So
I can email you,
you
this picture
the new
right
T-Mobile
now.
T-Mobile badass.
I do have the new T-Mobile badass. Actually, the new it's a Sidekick Slide, and it's the one before the new one. I think the new one's the LX, and it's got like a bigger screen and shit on it.
T-Mobile, not quite as badass.
Yes.
Extra.
I got the T-Mobile bad.
Not badass.
Badass.
Well, actually, I have badass. The new one is badass. It's much more than badass.
That is true. You do have badass.
I do. And I've been shitting all day. It's funny. But never eat Hardee's breakfast, by the way.
Does it burn?
I love Hardee's, but they have this new, like, country breakfast burrito thing. It's got, like,
corn already in the burrito?
No, it's got, like, sausage gravy and, like, bacon and sausage and cheese and all that
shit. Well, you've just, like, pimped one thing and, like, downed another.
Yeah, you don't. I'm just telling you right now,
don't
eat it.
Don't get the country shit.
No,
burrito.
No. Just don't eat Hardee's in the morning. I mean, I love Hardee's, but don't eat it in the morning, because... Yeah.
It was probably after a long night of hard drinking, too, huh?
I wasn't feeling too good for a good, like,
yeah,
4 or 5 hours. For a good, like, 4 or 5 hours.
I just had to throw it in there, you know. Bam!
Well, you know, I had a couple drinks last night.
Well, you are single, and you are white, and free, and over 21.
Wait. What does that white have
to do? I told
you. You fucking racist.
Damn, you can be slave,
well,
bitch.
She was a Jehovah's Witness, so that makes sense. But, Anyway.
Okay, go ahead. Back to the show.
Yeah, back to Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay.
Okay, as a Jehovah's Witness, you celebrate
nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, they celebrate like a Passover, and it's to commemorate when Christ
is
actually,
it to pass over the one door to the next?
No, it's to when he had his last supper before he died. They view that as sharing with Jesus in the promise that he made with everyone, the new covenant. However, it's communion like bread and wine, but they don't eat it. They just pass it around. Because they don't believe that they're going to heaven. They don't believe that they're going to get Christ's body.
I've got some wine for you, but you can't have any.
No, it just goes around. Everybody just passes it around in a big chalice.
Can they smell it?
I've smelled it on several occasions. It's real wine, yeah.
No, I mean, like, is it allowed? Though,
to smell?
If you can't drink it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the last time I did that was maybe 12 or 13, maybe.
So they don't frown upon...
Why not? I mean, I touched it, too. I mean, they have real unleavened bread that they have specially baked for
the
occasion.
Did you touch the wine?
No, not the wine.
That would be rude, stick your finger in somebody else's cup.
No, but I did touch the bread, like, poke, poke, poke.
Well, that's not
I got thumped in the back of the head by my mom for doing it.
Well, you know, you've been poking people.
That's supposed to be Jesus' body.
You don't poke. You don't poke at Jesus.
True. That's how she looked at it, too. So,
you don't do it. It's rude.
Everything else, they can... basically explain away because it has some paganistic background or something horrible in the Bible happened. Like, they don't celebrate birthdays because the three instances in the Bible that talk about birthdays, somebody died shortly thereafter. So it's like, we really shouldn't do that. We shouldn't celebrate somebody's birth. It's better if they die because they get to be with, you know, God. And the next time they know anything... they'll be resurrected on a beautiful paradise earth. Bunch of hokey pokey.
I think I'm
sold.
I've been
doing a lot of research about it here in Haley.
You know what? I'm going to be a Jehovah's Witness.
I like
Screw Christianity.
I'm telling you.
Screw Christianity.
It is part of Christianity.
Well, no
but
idea
it's
what
so
you're
cool.
Talking
like,
about.
And
I have no idea.
You think Jehovah's Witnesses are like,
I don't know,
pagan cave people, don't you?
No, it
Wait,
is
they're
Christianity.
Nuts?
It is Christianity.
I thought they were a cult, actually. That's what
they
I was going
are.
For.
They're an offshoot
See?
Of the Baptist Church.
Oh, well, that explains it all right there.
They're an offshoot, and, you know, Russell T. Hayes had a big... hand in rewriting what their belief system was, and since 1914 they have changed their belief system 147 times. And if you change your mind about God 147 times in about 100 years, don't you think that there's something wrong with that in itself?
Of course.
You know, at least Catholicism is, you know, stays on track, and they have laws.
Say that again, because that was funny. That was a good joke.
You know where you stand in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, usually,
you know,
I'm not even going to go
in
there.
In confession. And then down on your
usually
knees.
On a chair so the little boys don't have to get down on their knees.
I didn't say the priest, I said the priest.
Hey, whatever.
That's not going to there.
Priest share.
But anyway, it's all over the place anyway. It doesn't have to be in the Catholic Church. It's all over the news right now about how it's in Jehovah's Witnesses. And they're all covering it up because the church will take care of it. And about 60,000 1,000 kids are now coming forth from the 70s and 80s saying that they were molested repeatedly by elders in the congregation. I've been doing a lot of research here lately. A lot of research.
A lot?
A whole lot.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas. Thank God you're not a psychopath.
It helps me reaffirm the fact that it is Christmas time, and it helps me reaffirm that God, in His infinite wisdom, would send more than one person here to teach us how to live our lives, and Christ is a big part of that. And even though, even if you aren't a Christian, the birth of Christ changed the world in a whole. And even if you don't believe in it...
And they were in a hole.
You gotta respect it, because he was willing to die for what he believed in, just like, you know, a lot of other people. So you gotta respect it, even if you're not a Christian.
Are you willing to do that?
Fuck no.
You got a no vote here.
I'll wait till I'm ready to just... I'm gonna wait till I'm on my deathbed and be like, you know what, I believe in this. I'll die for it. That'll work. Right now, I'm not so ready. Not so much.
So we didn't have Christmas.
All right.
So
at
what point did you, were you able to break away from that? When you were booted from the house?
About the time that the fights between my parents and I got to physical altercations on a regular basis. And the school said to them, you either give her emancipation today or we take her. And they said, okay, here you go. Get the fuck out.
And that was your first Christmas?
No.
Merry fucking Christmas.
I mean, after that.
After that, it was my first Christmas. That was like in probably like April, because I was really close to graduating from school, and I had to quit because I had to work full time. And then I got a job at a live-in place, and that's when I really had Christmas. So I just had turned 18. It was quite the interesting Christmas.
Was it?
It was.
How so?
It was on a big 20-acre dog farm.
Wait, hold on. How do you farm dogs? That's what I want to know.
Seeds, baby.
Dog seeds.
Just put them in a crate for a little while. They do their business and then they run off.
Do they come from dog trees?
They do.
Vines, actually.
Dog vines. Do they have dog fish?
Some of them do. Especially in Michigan, where I came from.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of lakes.
There are a lot of lakes. So, you know, this.
So you had your first Christmas on a dog farm.
Yeah, it was this huge farmhouse, and it was 20 acres of all fenced-in yard. You could just let the dogs run, and they'd come back, and you didn't have to worry about them. But it was like 20 acres of farmland, and we had this big kennel that held 150 dogs, like at Christmas time. And I worked at the kennel.
What about the rest
of
the time?
Trained novice dogs to obedience classes and went to high-level dog shows, national dog shows, and did the whole walk around the, you know, the little square thing with the dog. Here, walk this way, doggy. You know, you kind of trot.
So, what I'm trying to get at is...
Are you seeing these birds?
For your first Christmas, was it...
Very
how
Victorian.
How did it feel? How did it feel? Were you excited to finally be able to have a Christmas, or were you just...
I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know... Like, my parents always were against the big family gathering at Christmas time and the giving of presents.
Right.
When that started at real family members' houses, we got up and left and went home. So I didn't know what actually happened after we left and went home. Like, I remember my mom and dad sitting around playing cards with my grandparents and my aunts and uncles, and we're all playing, and all of a sudden, boom, we were in the car and gone. I can remember.
And then the wild sex party started.
Yes, that's what Christmas is all about. Orgies. Wow. It's nice.
So do you have any... Well, actually, we'll give you a break since you've taken up most of the show so far. Give us a Christmas memory there.
Christmas memory.
Fazzaroni.
God, there were so many of them.
Now let's keep it at one.
Well, let's...
Because that'll run you 30 minutes right there.
Yeah, right there. Well, when we were living in Japan,
Did they call it Christmas over in Japan?
They did. I believe so. I don't know. They're fucking Asian. I don't know what the hell they do.
But they taste good.
They're delicious. They're utterly delicious. Little stir fries and noodles. It's good. We were living off base because we hadn't got approved for...
Which is where you've been most of your life.
Yes.
Living off base.
It's very true. It's very true. But Dad went out at like 5 o'clock in the morning and went to go buy a tree. Stood in line for like an hour or something like that to get a really, really nice tree. Because, you know, if you get there later, you get all the shitty ones.
It's Japan and all the trees only come up to your knee.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, they're little. So.
And knowing your dad, it was like 4 in the morning.
Christmas bonsai tree.
Trim them, make them real nice. But,
One little ornament.
Exactly, just one. That's all you need. Well, he brings it home, and we're all like, ooh, pretty tree. Really, really nice. And we're putting the ornaments on, and it wasn't really level. So it would start to tilt, and we'd have to grab it and put it back up straight. And we're putting ornaments on. Dad's getting more pissed off every single time the tree goes to fall. Because it's, you know, it's a real tree. It's hard to get that right there, I guess. I don't know. I don't really remember a real tree except for this. And the last time, I'm helping putting ornaments on. I'm standing there and I'm putting stuff on the tree. Well, the tree decides it wants to fall on me. Now, if you could picture a Christmas tree with two arms and legs sticking out the sides of it, that was me.
And how old were you?
Fucking 7 or something like that.
Were you making loud noises underneath the tree?
Oh, yeah. I was screaming. So the tree proceeds to fall on me, and I'm trapped underneath the tree.
Well, they shut you up. Yeah.
Screaming.
I'm screaming after the tree.
Oh, okay.
Get this tree off me.
Screaming. And they come over and they get the tree off of me. Well, he gets all pissed off, and he goes, you know, he didn't say fuck this, but, you know, because Dad doesn't cuss. He pretty much said fuck this, and he left.
I saw him flip off a guy once, though.
Did you?
We'll
really?
Talk about that on
Holy
the show.
Holy shit. I don't think I can imagine that. So he proceeds to leave and comes back with a fake tree, and we have had that fake tree up until last year. We got a new fake tree.
And now...
A new fake tree. And that was...
That old fake tree is half of our tree.
Is it really?
It really is. Honest to God.
I took like the bottom half of your...
I was going to say, we had it for a good 19...
And stuck it to our tree.
I was
going to
say, we had that tree for like 19 years.
So our tree's like a foot higher now.
Sweet.
Oh, sweet family Christmas tradition.
And there's no duct tape involved.
And swearing at the tree.
It was nice. It was nice.
It's a blessing to pass down.
Yeah, I had the tree fall on.
So careful, be careful when you walk by.
It likes to attack.
It can sense you. Well, my, I don't know if it's the fondest Christmas memory, but the one that really stands out in my mind is I got a Walkman, Sony Walkman.
Sweet.
When they first came out.
That's big shit.
From Dad. But he sent it in, like, August. Well, my mom always put the presents in the same place, her closet. Every year, same place. I know where to go. Boom, boom. So I knew the package had come, and I knew where it was, and so every time she would go out, I'd go to the closet and grab the Walkman and slap the only tape I had in it, the Eagles Live, and listen to it over and over and over until she came home for 4 months until Christmas came, and then I had to open it and go, a Walkman! This is great! Now I can finally listen to that Eagles tape!
I actually did that with an air pistol that grandpa sent me. I would unwrap it.
You shot an Eagles tape with an air pistol?
I did.
Did you put your eye out?
No, I didn't put my eye out.
Oh, you shot the Christmas tree.
I shot the Christmas
tree. You son of a bitch.
You'll never follow me again. Felt so molested. Dirty. But no, I'd unwrap it really, really carefully. Carefully take the tape off. Make sure not to wrinkle the paper. Take it out. Play with it all day. Put it back in the box, wrap it back up, reapply the tape.
And how long did you do that for?
A good month.
Wow.
Until Christmas.
And I opened it up, and I am the king.
You can legally play with it.
I swear to God, I am
the king of surprises.
I am the king of surprise faces. The king. I opened it up, and I was, oh, this is so cool! this is just the coolest thing ever! Oh my god! Like, I freaked out when I opened it.
And you've been playing with it for a month.
Playing it for like a month, month and a half. It was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a cool-ass air pistol.
See, I don't have any, like, kid memories of Christmas. My kid memories of Christmas are with my own kids.
Being in the car going home.
Yeah, my own kids. I really live vicariously through Christmas.
Do you have a great memory, Christmas memory of
No, they
Kyle?
All suck.
No, I mean...
Yes, when I was 5, it sucked. And then 6 sucked as well.
No. As a parent.
Oh, god damn, that's funny.
No, because Kyle was never, like, really surprised about anything, because, like... Because
he was playing with his toys 4 months before Christmas.
Oh, sure, he was playing with his toys.
Well, he's like, he's like that now, though.
He is
you give him
like
some,
that
you give him
now.
Something, he's like, oh, yeah,
oh,
cool,
thanks. Yeah, bye.
What the hell?
Is it money? You know.
Shit, I actually forgot to get him something.
I don't think he'll realize. He didn't get you anything, so don't worry.
I'm not worried about
it. He has no
I
job.
Any, I don't have any money.
For real. Pat
okay, so
back.
That's our Christmas show.
I get it.
Are you for real? Are we
no.
Oh, I was going to say.
That's what I have on my list.
I was like, that was nothing.
Everything that I had on my list, we pretty much talked about.
Awesome.
I do want to talk about the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life, outside of, you know, actual gay sex, which I don't think I've ever seen in my life. But...
I was going to say, how much gay sex have you seen?
Too much. Any amount is too much.
I was
flipping channels yesterday, and
Brokeback Mountain.
And no, I didn't have the balls to watch that.
I never watched it.
I
either.
Did.
Well, you can get away with
You're
it.
You're a woman.
There was a Brian Boitano ice skating show.
Sorry,
did you stop and watch it?
Well, I had to because he was ice skating while Barry Manilow was singing
on the ice together.
Yeah.
Was Barry on ice?
No, he was not. He was on stage next to me.
Oh, so it wasn't okay. Because I'd go to a Barry and I show.
But.
No, I wouldn't. I'm sorry.
does it? I was like, what?
No, I wouldn't do that.
But I think for the 2-3 minutes that I watched it, I was probably gay. I don't think it's avoidable.
It?
Plus, Logan was in the room with me, too, so.
That's like.
You had to butch up and change the channel?
Well, I didn't.
Child
abuse. I don't know how it's affected him.
It's child.
That's what I'm worried about.
It's actually. You could get social services called on you for doing that.
If I get my child,
you get
taken,
child
away
taken away,
there's no way that
for
is
you
happening.
Putting that on the TV.
I know. It's 6 months of football then.
You better have that shit on.
Cleanse his homosexual palate.
Oh Jesus.
Okay, so I can think of like pathetic Christmas experiences.
That's cool.
Like everyone we've had in the past 5 years.
No, I can top anything that we've ever had together. I can top.
What you got?
Go for it. Do it.
I can top it.
Hit it.
I was living in an apartment and it had heat, but it didn't have electricity. And Kyle was living with his dad at that point. And so it was like dark all the time.
So it was just you?
It was just me.
Oh, that is pathetic.
And I have this tree
that's
that I
not
still
even
have.
Bastard.
No, I
I'm just
tree.
Waiting. I went to IHOP or Waffle House.
No,
right.
I didn't. And it had this, I had this one little 1 foot tree that I still have today. And I took a half of some lights, string of lights, because it wouldn't hold the whole string of lights because it was only like 1 foot tall, and I ran the string of lights on the tree itself and all around the table that it was on. It was just one string of lights, and I didn't have any presents underneath the tree,
and you didn't have any lights either because you didn't have any electricity.
Right
God damn, that sucks.
It was really sad. I thought would you catch on to that? Electricity.
Yeah.
So yeah,
oh,
it was pretty bad. I did, however, take an extension cord and hook into the lady downstairs, and so I did have it
her
lit
electricity
up. Yeah,
okay.
And
I was gonna say that'd be painful, wouldn't it? Where exactly did you sit that?
Bend over, Marge.
No, and got some electricity for probably a couple, like 3 or 4 hours on Christmas Eve, and you know, but that was it. There was no tree, and there was no like big tree, there was no presents, there was no nothing, Kyle wasn't there.
Should have put like a dollar under there for yourself.
Well, when I woke up, there was a present on my back stoop. There was, and I maybe believe in Santa Claus. It really did. It was an electric can opener, and that's the funny part.
But that is the funny part. How are you going to use it?
There you go.
You're gonna throw it at the can.
Was it somebody
pathetic.
Who hated you?
It's pathetic. No.
To me, was it kind of like here's something you need, but fuck you, you can't use it.
I don't think they realized that I didn't have lights. I think that it. I didn't think that.
Because the extension
really
cord coming out of the window
to begin with
didn't.
Kind of like a squatter or something, but it wasn't like that. It was my apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. Christmases have been weird. And then there's like these really fat Christmases when I can go and spend like, you know, throw down a couple of grand and buy everything that anybody wants. And, you know, I've had a couple of those, but, you know, they were far between each other.
I did that one year and I'm still paying for it. I got school loans. I had like $4,000. I was like, everybody's getting cool shit this year.
And I remember, I think I went shopping with you that year.
Oh, you did? You did. And everybody got really cool shit that year.
Good time.
Yeah, I really still love my present that I got that year.
What did I give you?
That was great.
You don't know.
Don't feel bad. I don't know. I know, so, I had to add like some like Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, of course, that's thing. Like a,
that's
a given. That's like that's socks.
A given.
That's what you gotta do.
You get socks and Trivial Pursuit every year.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Oh, and don't forget blank DVDs,
blank DVDs and CDs.
Yeah. Well, you know that's expected. You know,
not for copying, you know, copyrighted material. But
of course,
you know,
not. That would be ridiculous.
Putting, you know, home movies and whatnot.
Pornography.
Yeah,
there's a good vision for you.
Pornography.
Did you just say anal pornography?
I said animal.
Both.
Anal animal. Anal bestiality.
Oh,
ninja
back
porn.
Into Christmas show.
Yeah, back in the Christmas show.
Anal bestiality. Oh, ninja
ho, ho.
Exactly, that's what we're talking about.
Now. Come
is that
back
sheep
the
got
garden.
Mistletoe hanging from its tail?
Are you drinking purple? What are you drinking over there?
Yes, I'm drinking purple over here.
Ooh. All right, Dave Chappelle.
I like grape.
It's not grape, that's purple.
So,
actually,
Tuesday
like,
is Christmas.
It looks like dime a tap with ice
and
in it.
We're coming over to...
tastes like shit, too.
To your house.
Yes, you are.
Well, the house that you live in. And you know what I'm looking forward to?
My roommates will be there, too.
My roommates. Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
My roommates.
My roommates are going to buy me a GPS for Christmas.
The property owner.
No. Grandma's Boy. You guys didn't see Grandma's Boy?
Yeah, we saw Grandma's Boy.
My roommates are buying rims for my car. Dude, it's your bed. You live with your parents.
The thing I'm looking forward to the most for Christmas and going over there, two words, chocolate fountain.
Dude, the thing hasn't worked in forever.
What?
I don't think she's doing that.
What the hell?
Dude, we like... That thing broke fucking like six or seven months ago.
Yeah,
and like... Dude, that thing broke like a long time ago, and
this
Dad
is the
was
worst
like,
"Christmas ever."
No, dude, Mom was like, "Why don't we just get rid of it? Because it's not what she wanted
it
anyway."
Really
why wouldn't you want chocolate fountain?
Oh, because it wasn't the right
no,
one.
No,
because
she wanted something for making candy. She didn't want something for fucking like fondue.
No, she wanted making candy like mold.
Something that was gonna melt the chocolate easier
a good double boiler
and keep it hot.
Yeah,
and he got her a chocolate fountain.
Yeah,
why don't you
well,
just kick me
useless
in the nuts.
Piece
well,
of
she,
shit gift.
It was a
chocolate fountain!
It was a shitty chocolate fountain, though.
It
would
stick anything in it!
It wasn't
and
even...
it would be covered in chocolate!
It wasn't even...
You could have a chocolate-covered Cheeto!
I bet that would be good,
chocolate-covered
actually.
Legos!
That's... It'd be a little hard to chew, but
it would,
I'm sure
but
it
you
would
could
be
suck
delicious.
The chocolate off and then put it together in a chocolate castle! That's Christmas, baby! The tree! Chocolate...
So a chocolate
stocking.
You could put the tree.
You could put chocolate in it.
You could put
chocolate on top of chocolate.
You could chocolate a chocolate.
I do that all the time.
But anyway, so it broke.
Oh, fuck.
Your Christmas dreams are smashed once again.
So it broke and
who broke it?
It just broke. It was a piece of shit.
Huh?
It is.
You broke it.
It was a piece of shit. It was
fucking Scrooge. You broke the chocolate.
I broke it. I broke it because I knew you loved it.
Oh, jeez.
Fuck you.
It was. No. It was not no, even no, a so, good fountain.
So
it really
instead of throwing it away.
Wasn't.
Instead of getting rid of it and throwing it
no,
away.
No, wait.
Did she put it out front?
Did chocolate come out of it?
Not.
How's that not a good fountain?
Because you had to melt the shit yourself and pour it into the fountain. It didn't keep the chocolate warm.
No, it was horrible.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
I have no memory of horrible.
Okay,
I remember chocolate bliss.
You were not in the kitchen with it.
Well, true.
If you're not in the kitchen with it,
yeah, you didn't have to actually.
I was watching ice skating.
No, exactly. You watch out.
Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow on ice.
And
but,
eating on the
hey,
shot.
You know what? I think I would go see Barry Manilow on ice as long as it was at the Copacabana.
I would see him on ice as long as he didn't have ice skates and he kept falling.
That would be
and
pretty
bleeding.
Funny.
I
that
think
would be
he
funny.
Would just play on the piano.
And then you
on
covered
ice
him in chocolate.
Because he's like, you know, like 75 years old. It's not like.
Yeah, he was looking.
Yeah, but he still looks like he's like 40 something, though, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
good plastic surgery.
No, he looks like
you know, friends with Miss Clairol.
But anyway, so he puts Barry Manilow.
Okay.
He puts the chocolate fountain in the laundry room up on the shelf because he's going to fix it.
Oh yay!
It's been up there for like 7 fucking months.
Oh yeah, no shit.
He's never going to fix that
no,
thing
because
it's
it
a piece of shit.
You should just throw it away behind his back,
man.
And he'll never know.
Yeah, he will. He'll go out there one day and he'll notice it gone. You know that man has an eye for detail.
Okay, so here. Leave the box. Take the box and just leave the box.
You know, so
bullshit.
You just gotta do a couple. You just gotta do little things like that to make them happy.
What? Just leave broken things around.
Leave
the house.
Broken
leave the
shit around the house. Eventually, it will get thrown away.
He'll fix it. I've got faith in him.
He'll
and
fix
then me
it.
And him will have chocolate fountain for Christmas.
3 years
the rest
from now.
Oh, that's awesome.
It'll be the greatest chocolate Christmas ever.
He'll be going, walking around the tree, naked, going, hey, look, I fixed that chocolate fountain.
Oh, you
goddamn
just
better do it.
You
better do it when I leave.
That fantasy.
You better do it when I leave.
And I'm vomiting chocolate.
That's what he needs the blank DVDs for.
I know. That would sell on the internet. Some prayer would
string
buy
him
that.
Together and cover his naked ass. So
covers
I can enjoy my
in
chocolate.
And chocolate popcorn.
Okay, so what's your favorite Christmas food? Did you guys ever eat like?
Oh, show's over.
The kid's got no pants on.
Oh God!
Oh,
it must be Christmas.
Can we pause this while
no,
mom
gone.
Gets the pants?
Can we cover him in chocolate?
Can we?
Ew!
Like the chocolate Marshall's coating.
That over. Where are your pants?
Yeah, yes. What happened to your Christmas pants?
No pantalones. Por favor.
So
he has no answer to that.
I throw
yes.
Them off.
Breakfast casserole, my friend. That's always going to be a winner in our family. Every single year, we do the breakfast casserole, and it's, you know, sourdough bread and eggs and cheese and sausage and just stupid deliciousness
and,
all over the place.
And grandma's coffee cake.
Yeah, fuck that coffee cake. It's dry. It's nasty. It's
it is. It really is. And your dad just
and he
totally
loves it.
Adores it.
He loves
and you know what? It's
you know what?
Dry and crumbly
it's
and
that's
nasty
the way,
everywhere except the top.
That's the way his mom made it.
Well, you
and
know
that's
what?
The way he grew up on it, and that's what
get
he loves.
A new recipe.
He doesn't want any recipe.
It's hard as hell.
He's
like,
the only one who
like
eats
many,
it.
Many times to
he's
eat.
The only one who eats it.
I can't make it. It's that whole cutting
don't try.
Thing. It's
don't try. Let mom take care of it.
I already bought a coffee cake.
You bought a coffee cake right now.
Store
bought
a coffee cake.
You're
breakfast casserole, it's the best. We have to have it every year. If we don't, I freak out. It's kind of like
your corn casserole.
It's kind of like my corn casserole at Thanksgiving. If I don't have it, I'm going to freak out.
I know. She said that she was
gotta
have a bunch
it.
Of food that all I had to bring was drinks. I was like, hey, kick ass.
Yeah,
I'm
we're good to go.
Nothing.
So we pimping anything this week?
Actually, I
he pimped his. He pimped his freaking.
No, I'm no, that was not. I'm not pimping.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Favorite Christmas movie?
You
hands
know,
down The Christmas Story.
Well, okay, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you brought it up.
All right. It's a team effort.
Getting a little tired of it.
The
I think
Christmas
I've
story?
Seen it some. Well, I mean, we have it on DVD. Seen it 1,000 times.
I do like Elf.
And I'm thinking
I'm
if there's
Elf
another
fan.
Christmas movie that may take its place.
Christmas.
It is Christmas.
Hey.
Thanks for coming by. If there is a movie that could supplant Christmas Story, it would be Elf.
It would be Elf.
Now, I don't think it'll happen.
Oh, I do. I think it's. I think that movie is.
It's going to take. It's going to take several more years of people.
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
Because Christmas Story, you know, supplanted.
It's legendary.
Favorite part of
Jimmy Stewart.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I've never actually seen that.
Are you serious?
Front to back.
You know what's really funny? One year I got that movie was on like every single channel, every single day. Like marathon kind of shit. It
was, and that's why Christmas Story took over, because people got friggin' tired of it.
My dad was so fucking pissed off that that movie was on constantly. So, guess what I bought him for Christmas?
That movie.
In Taco color.
Mountain.
I bought him It's a Wonderful Life in color.
Satan Spawn. Mine is Satan Spawn.
And then I put it on. It was so fucking funny. I'm the worst son ever.
You're the jackass this week.
It was so funny because he kept bitching and complaining about it, so I had to go get it for him. And then I made
another
him watch it.
Another Christmas loving spirited
exactly.
memory.
So, okay, you posed the question. Did you pose the question?
No,
I posed the question. I've lost track because I can't hit a chocolate fountain.
You can't get off the chocolate fountain.
Oh, well, you said Christmas Story. I'm a big Elf fan. Elf and Bad Santa.
Well, see, then you can't classify that as a Christmas
that's
movie.
Not
a...
Why not?
Because it's so un-Christmas. It's a funny movie, don't get me wrong, and I appreciate it, but it's so un-Christmas.
That's why it's a good Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie, then.
It is
a Christmas. Oh, he's lost his head.
When did it come out?
Here we go.
Like, pause this?
We can pause this.
Okay,
we can
pause this, and I'll take care of
that.
Oh,
he may be okay. He's making his
but
way.
But I think he's still half naked.
He needs his clothes on.
He needs his clothes on.
Can we?
He's a naked
can
kid.
Can we do this?
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Anyway,
I got chance. And then someone's gonna sneeze.
Like I was saying, like I'm a big fan of Elf. But all time favorite, I think I would have to go with National Lampoon.
Oh yeah, I forgot about them.
That's a classic. You can't go wrong with you know anything with Chevy Chase and fine ass Beverly D'Angelo.
I would say that's probably the best of all of the vacation movies.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I am a big fan of European Vacation, but still, very much so. The Bachelor,
the Squirrel
Randy
in the Tree.
So I think that's my favorite Christmas movie of all time. I could watch that.
I'm going
that
with the Elf because I can't.
You
get
you already
the
went
line.
With Christmas Story.
No.
Hey, did
she's changed already?
Jesus
See,
Christ!
I'm a woman. I can change my mind. But Elf.
That's
like
why we
the
don't have women on the show.
I like the part where Will Ferrell goes. Santa's coming. I know him. I sing his birthday party. I know all about him. That's my favorite
part.
That
is pretty funny.
My favorite part has to be the Jack in the Box part. Where he's testing the Jack in the Box.
Freaks out every time. Yeah, that's fun. That's good shit. All right.
So.
Pimps and khaki.
Pimps
and quacky.
Quacky. I'm wearing khaki yet again, so are you?
Yes, I am.
Negative
on me. Son of a bitch.
Wow.
I wanted to pimp a couple of radio stations that can be heard over the internet.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
No. One would be Dave FM in Atlanta.
That really dates me.
You dated someone from WKRP in Cincinnati?
No, the whole station.
Oh. Wow. At the same time?
It's a very laid-back station.
Betcha.
Literally laid-back. Sorry, go ahead.
And they play it. It's the Dave Matthews U2 station. They play a lot of stuff like that.
You know, cool.
I'm an old guy
Alternative hippie rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I'm into it.
And also, O-Rock in Orlando.
Yes.
Which which I get to hear every day when I drive down to Ocala for work.
Love that station.
That is an awesome
O-Rock
station.
Real Rock's a good station, too.
What is that, 101?
101.
O-Rock is 105.9.
Yes, that's right. Which one has a... What the fuck
105
is her name?
Seems to be
Sexy
really
Savannah?
No, it's they have
She's
the morning
annoying,
show.
But it's
they
a
had
good
the
station.
Morning show, and then they got moved to the afternoon, and then they went back to mornings. I can never remember.
I have
Taco
no
Bob.
That's not O-Rock.
Okay, then that's 105.9. All right. That's a great... Actually, I'm going to interject on that one and... If you can get online and listen to that.
Yeah, just look
Taco
it up.
Taco Bob the Fiasco is funny as shit.
Did you know?
Is it?
Hilarious.
Bubba the
Bubba the Big Fucking Stupid Redneck.
What the fuck has he been? Has he been?
Hopefully sitting
here and they kicked him off the radio.
Hopefully sitting on his couch eating Cheetos watching Oprah because he's a
getting
fag.
Ready to have a heart attack. Thug.
I hate that fucking guy. Anyway.
Beats Lyson Terry though.
So that was my Pimpsicaki.
That's your Pimpsicaki?
Yeah. 92.9 Dave FM in Atlanta, and 105.9 O'Rock in Orlando.
Good shit.
Good and shit.
Check him out.
Well, I'm gonna reiterate back to the last week real quick when I mentioned that I'm throwing a show in Solidium and Transera and a band called Per Diem. Per Diem is going to be playing the show. We got them in there.
Now, after the show is over, are you going to stop pimping it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. This isn't going to be the last pimp for me. It's going to be the last pimp. I'll probably mention it again just to keep it fresh in people's minds. But
for those here in Jacksonville.
That's a jackrabbit.
Yes, anybody who knows where Jacksonville is knows where Jacksonville is.
Anyway. Oh, I gave him shit last week because he always does.
I did.
For people here in Jacksonville.
But,
nobody in Jacksonville listens to this.
Well,
they've all heard your stories.
I had mentioned that a local band called Fed Up was playing. Well, Fed Up's drummer,
I can't stand them anymore.
Decided to go skiing for 2 weeks, so they had to cancel the show. And no, he is not going to sit in his room all for 2 weeks and do cocaine. He's actually leaving town and going skiing. Do cocaine somewhere else. But
yeah, because if he was doing cocaine, they could still do the show.
Exactly. They can do cocaine while they're at the show. I don't give a shit. But anyway, as long as they share. But what was I going with this? So anyway, I got, and this right here goes into my pimp.
Oh, the share thing reminds me of something too. Go ahead.
This goes into my pimp. We've gotten Five Star Failure. My favorite.
Ooh.
Yes, my favorite band right now in Jacksonville. Really good friends of mine. I talked to their manager, Maria, who I've known since like middle school or some shit.
Now, doesn't Slim have something to do with
them as
well?
Yes, he's very, very good friends with them. He used to be their manager.
As you remember from show 2 of this season?
Yes. He used to be their manager.
Oh, his manager. Former manager.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he still helps them out and does things that needs to be done, but it's pretty much like him and Maria from Chaos Cat Productions puts a kind of shares management responsibilities and things of that nature. But they're my pimp. They're my pimp. Five Star Failure, you can check them out. MySpace.com, Five Star Failure Music. And if, I'm going to say it, I don't give a shit. If you're in Jacksonville, January 26th at Freebird Live out at the beach.
You're dark.
Hey, you know what? Got to let people know what's going on.
And if you're not in Jacksonville, enjoy your local venue.
Exactly.
And he's
But it's at Freebird out of the beach. They're doing their CD release party. So go out there, support local music, and support my favorite band in Jacksonville.
Speaking of MySpace, what's our MySpace?
Our MySpace is myspace.com/monkeybuttstew.
What do you know? And our phone number is 1-641-715-0101.
0101.
And the code is *558-1534. To leave us a message. Because nobody fucking has.
No, they haven't.
I put that goddamn thing up there 3 weeks ago.
That's what it's all about.
And I'm the only one that's left a message.
Do the hokey pokey.
So leave a message, people. Leave a message.
That's what it's all about.
Be funny. Leave a message. I don't care if you're not. Doesn't matter if you're not funny. Leave a message. Tell us what's going on. What you think of us.
Now, back to your share thing.
Leave a message
you
for
said
your
as long as you share, which made me think of Cher, the singer.
He can sing Cher.
We were watching VH1 has been doing the 100 greatest songs of the 90s.
Okay.
And Believe by Cher was like 80 something or 70 something. Vanilla Ice had a little blurb to say about that song, and he said, he said he liked the song and he wasn't ashamed to admit it. What I thought was funny is, you're Vanilla Ice, you're not ashamed of anything.
Now with this little stint on the surreal life.
Much less liking a Cher song.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Actually, did you watch the surreal life
that
was on it?
Oh my god. Yeah.
That thing
like
I did.
The evil twin.
You know what? The thing I thought was really cool, there was one episode when they all went out, all the stars went out to a karaoke bar. And they're sitting there, and the two of the girls, they get up, and they do Ice Ice Baby. Rob's sitting right there. like at the table, and they're doing Ice Ice Baby. Well, somebody grabs a mic and slips him a mic. So on the second verse, you know, they're getting ready to sing and do their thing. On the second verse, he's just sitting in the, he's sitting at the table, just laid back, got his drink in his, next to him, and he starts rapping. He's doing karaoke to his own shit. It was the funniest shit ever.
Did Queen and David Bowie come out at any point and do their own riff that he ripped off?
No.
Oh, damn it.
But, I mean, it was, you know, it was just cool because he's sitting there. I mean, how? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Vanilla Ice or Barry Manilow or fucking Marvin Gaye or the best fucking band in the entire fucking world. Doesn't matter. If you're at a fucking karaoke bar and somebody's singing the song and then the person who sings the song starts singing, that's a free fucking show.
Yeah.
That is a free show.
That's badass. That's, you know, pretty fucking cool.
Well, and you have
I would have liked to be
it.
There. I'm a Vanilla Ice fan. I'll say it. I'm not ashamed.
You're right.
I'm a Vanilla Ice fan.
Well, you're Fozzie.
For real.
What do you have to be ashamed of?
Nothing. Absolutely
again, like,
nothing. I actually do Vanilla Ice on my show.
And those are his 15 minutes, and his song is in a karaoke machine.
And thanks to VH1, nobody just has 15 minutes anymore.
No. No, they don't.
You just got to space like 15 years
actually,
in between 15 minutes.
Have you heard his hardcore album?
No, of course not. It's
I have
it. Vanilla Ice.
I have it.
Great.
But it's not called Vanilla Ice, is it?
Yeah, it's Vanilla Ice Hard to Handle.
Oh, my
God. He does a hardcore version of Ice Ice Baby. It's pretty fucking cool.
Put it down.
It's awesome.
Put
it's
that
great.
Down.
All right. Did you have a pimp that you wanted to khaki?
Just go to your local used bookstore, trade your old books in, get new books out, and keep reading.
Because they're cheaper.
Way cheaper. And,
and books is good for learning.
And you help
I like
read
learning new stuffs.
You like reading stuff. Shut
stuffs.
Up.
I like reading new stuffs.
Alright, I want to get Logan in here to close the show, since it is the family show.
It is the family show.
And he's
hey,
in a
we,
pissy
we,
mood, so
we,
this should be really
should
interesting.
Should we call Mom and Dad and have them say hi, since it is a family show?
Mom and
I can
Dad
put on speaker
call
phone.
Us. Mom and Dad should call us.
They should, but
well,
they're not
the hell
going
they
to
know what's
Christmas
going on.
Party. They don't know what's going on.
Oh, no, they're at...
They are.
They're
I'm
at
gonna,
the rest of where the family is.
I'm going
and
to...
Dave and Carlene.
Yeah, we're not going to... They don't need to be on the show. I'm just saying.
All the rest of them are over.
Well, let me go get Logan.
All right, you go get Logan. We'll keep talking. We can keep talking about...
Fill the space.
You know, all sorts of stuff. I'm
oh,
actually.
Dude, your phone is so.
It is, dude. This phone is badass. You know, the only thing that it doesn't have is an alarm. There's no alarm on this thing. I went to set
and
the alarm.
You know that you need one.
I called T-Mobile. Went after I got it, and.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. We're doing the show right now. Since it's a family show, I wanted to call you guys so you guys could say, "Hey, Merry Christmas" and all that good stuff. And you know.
Hold on. You're breaking up. I have to go outside.
But anyway, so I.
Lenore says hello.
Okay. Tell her I said hi.
Back.
All right, Lenore. We haven't seen in a really long time.
Hang on.
And I unfortunately. Sorry. I'm just talking while you're doing your thing. We haven't seen her in a really.
Hi. What's up?
Okay. No. We're doing the show right now.
Okay.
And we're doing the Christmas show, and we're doing it with Sona, and Logan's coming in to talk. And
yes,
I figured
on
since.
The radio?
Well, you are on the radio. Say hi.
I'm not really on the radio, on the iPod thing. But
yeah.
Hello.
There we go. That's Mom. She's they're at a family Christmas party right now. Doing the thing.
It's me, Logan Blackburn.
There's Logan.
I can sing my song called Jingle Bells.
Do you want to hear this, Mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to hear Logan sing, and then it's
Jingle
my
Jingle Bells, Batman, Bells, Robin, Bells. But we'll be the last wheel when you can get away.
Hey.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle long way. All the fun is to ride in one fast open sleigh. Dashing through
hey.
The snow in one fast open
sleigh.
I love you, we go. Laughing at the way.
Ha ha ha.
I love you, we go.
Throw them off.
I love you, we go.
Okay. Woo, that was awesome.
Yay.
That was great. Hey, Logan, can
Say Merry Christmas, Grandma.
Merry Christmas, Grandma. I hope you like the song. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're gonna get off here. We're gonna sign off from the Blackburn family.
Yeah.
To all of you guys. You guys have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. Hope you get everything. Hope you get everything that you want, and even a couple pieces of coal, because that's funny.
And a chocolate fountain.
Hope you get a chocolate fountain, because you'll have a lot of
everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Another great clip brought to you by The Awful Show.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me on the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me what the hell did they something about a bird on the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a bird, some kind of fish, I think, and and on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me something about Lord of the Rings, I think. On the fifth day, hold on, let me stop this. Alright, let me get on the internet. Maybe I can find some lyrics here. Let's see. Let's go to google.com. Okay. And let's try looking up 12 Days of Christmas. Okay, 12 Days of Christmas. Alright, and oh, yeah, that'll work. Looks like we got something there from Wikipedia. 12 Days of Christmas, lyrics, history. Yeah, that's perfect. What's this? 12 Days of Christmas. A retelling of the 12 Days of Christmas in a truly gay and joyous way, and we don't mean festive. Okay. Let's see. Looks like they have 12 different guys. Well, that guy's definitely not celebrating Christmas. Things look like a fucking tube snake. Yeah, let's go check that out here. Let's see. 12 Days of Christmas. Oh yeah, that's it right there. That's, oh man, I think I'm gonna need a little alone time here. I'm just gonna I should probably fuck it, I'll come back to it later. I'm gonna
For more, visit theawfulshow.com.